When we think of Purim, we think of Mishloach Manot, we think of the wine, the partying, the cellophane, the fun, all the excitement that's found within the Chag, which is all true. But hidden beneath that, there is a much deeper concept that's found within Purim. The Rambam tells us in describing the mitzvah of Purim, he says, the goal of the day is to teach us how the Ribbono Shel Olam is so close to us when we call out to him. Indeed, in the Shoshanas Yaakov, we say, Lohodia, to tell us, Shekol Kovecha Lo Yevoshu, that those who yearn to Hashem won't be humiliated, won't be embarrassed. The Ribbono Shel Olam will respond to their tefillos. The concept of Mordechai and Esther davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Keli Keli Lama Zavtani, Esther Amalka's heartfelt tefillah to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that is really the essence of what Purim is about. When we take a look at the Megillah, and we look at the center pasuk in the Megillah, of all the pasukim, the middle pasuk is found in the 5th chapter, the 7th verse. The pasuk tells us, Vatan Esther Vatomar Shelati Ubakashati. And Esther responded, my request is, and then the next verse she repeats, and if you will find, if I find favor in your eyes, my request is, and says the request of coming to the party. What does this verse tell us, Shelati Ubakashati, when there is no request in the pasuk? It's teaching us that Esther, our Knesset Yisrael, our job on Purim, is She'elo Bakasha, is asking, is requesting. Indeed, the middle word of the Megillah isn't found in Parakeh Pasuchet, She'elati, once again, the center, which is the core, is all about davening. It is no accident that She'ela and Purim are the same numerical value. If the entire Chag of Purim is a time to daven, and as Rav Biederman notes, that the energy, the spiritual energy that is found on saying Keter, the Nusach Sfarad Kedusha on Yom Kippur, which is the height of Yom Kippur, that spiritual energy is found at every moment of Purim. The entire day of Purim is a day of calling out, a day of tefillah, a day of davening. At the same time, there are certain moments which are more auspicious to daven. Rav Pinkus Zatzal notes that the energy that was found at the time of Purim, when there was going to be, lo aleinu, complete annihilation of the Jewish people, that love, it's like millions of Hershey kisses coming down, is found only on Purim. And the boiling point, the shatter asicha of that intense love is during the time of Kriyas Megillah. And that's why Rav Pinkus Zatzal notes that after reading the Megillah, don't start chitter-chattering and talking to your friends about this costume and this and that. Focus using those moments when the Sharei Rachamim, the gates of heaven are open, and mamish storm the heavens for all of our requests. It is such a time of intensity, higher, says Rav Pinkus Zatzal, than even the Ilah on Yom Kippur. And the second time that's also very auspicious within the entire Purim is at the time of the Suda, when the Melech, and we know the Gra tells us Melech is, when it just says HaMelech, it's referring to Malkol Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam turns to Esther, to Knesset Yisrael, and says, Ma She'elatech, what is your request, and I will give you. It's a time during the Suda, during the meal. Hashem is inviting us to ask. And we know the halacha is on Purim, kol poshe yad notnim lo, whoever extends a hand, we give them without discerning whether they're worthy or not. And that's true klape Shemaya, that whatever we ask toward Hashem, there is more of a chance of having our tefillos responded to, not based on whether we're deserving of it or not, on Purim. Kol poshe yad notnim lo, will we extend a hand? Hashem responds in kind. My friends, if this is true on every Purim, that it's a gewaltig time. As Chazal say, the poor ones look toward Mikra Megillah. We are poor, aniyim bedas. We look toward Mikra Megillah all year because we know this is such an incredible time to have our tefillos answered. If this is true continuously, this year, Purim Tavshin Pei Dalet, the stakes are so much higher. We know that on October 7th, Simchas Torah, the whole world was taken by surprise. The reality is there were certain individuals who knew that something terrible and tragic was going to happen. And one of those individuals is Rav Moshe Sternbach, the Ravid, the head of the Beis Din of the Bedat, who intuited and said that there's something that's going to happen, we need to mamish daven. Had we known Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah, what would have been? Our tefillos would have been totally different. And it's been quoted now in the name of Rav Sternbach Shlita, that weighing over Klal Yisrael's head is lo aleinu a tzara, a challenge far greater than October 7th. The threats against Klal Yisrael, particularly from the north, are so intense, and it will make Gaza look like child's play, lo aleinu. However, says Rav Sternbach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us Purim as a time to be mevatel this gzeira. Purim is a time when we too are standing at a point of literally from every side of Eretz Yisrael aiming to try to destroy us. And Purim has that energy with Ribbono Shel Olam will be mevatel the gzeira through our heartfelt tefillah. As Esther Amalka says, Tein li nafshi b'sheilati v'ami b'vakashati. We too have to daven, Sheila, we have to daven for nafshi, our own personal needs. But what is even more stronger than Siva Shalom says is the inyan of Bakasha. Ami b'vakashati, we have to daven for our nation. We have to daven for the safety of each and every member of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael and the entire world. Purim this year has to spend time, starting from Tanis Esther. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us 5 days, Tanis Esther through Shushan Purim, to mamish storm the heavens. Lo diya shekol kovecha lo yevoshu, that we should be able to grant salvation to Klal Yisrael. When we say the bracha of Matir Asurim, when we say Matir Asurim in Shmona Esrei, stop! Think about the hostages who need to become free. When we talk about Uvenei Yerushalayim, actually yearn for Yerushalayim. L'shuatzcha kivinu kol hayom. When we daven during these days, mamish yearn for the Yeshua. And my friends, it's not only us, but in particular the tinokos obey Rabbanan. It's the children who have not tasted a tam chet. Have our children daven. Get our children together and have them say Tehillim on Purim. After the party, before the party, before the Suda, before Mishloach Manot, gather the Kinderlach in your home, your children, your grandchildren, your neighbor's children. Get them together. Have them say Tehillim age appropriate. Give out treats and mamish together. May we be zocha that this Purim will lead us into the Nisan, B'Nisan Nigalu, U'B'Nisan Hasidim Ligal, will join together in song and jubilation in the Binyan Bayis Shlishi B'Mehera B'Yameinu.